The Worldwide Experience blog recently published an article saying, "The city of Port Elizabeth is not only home to Worldwide Experience, but also home to the largest colony of the endangered African penguin in the world. The African penguin is endemic to the coastal regions of southern Africa. Its biggest breeding population is located on the small island of St. Croix, which is situated in Algoa Bay, Port Elizabeth." What caught my eye was the following. "There's been a rapid decline in number over the last year from 15,200 in 2018 down to only 13,300 breeding pairs in 2019, of which 3,638 pairs are found on the little island of St. Croix and only 55 breeding pairs on Jehiel Island." This is according to SANCOB research manager Dr. Katrin Ludiania and her team, who are working tirelessly to find ways to save each bird using research, rehabilitation and education. "As a young sailor, I remember well the excitement and the smell that would greet us as we neared St. Croix, teeming with penguins, seals on Brenton Island and busy sharks patrolling the water between the two, all of them on the hunt for a tasty snack. But we as man have not learned our lesson and continue to disrespect nature that feeds and nourishes us. First it was our greedy harvesting of guano off of St. Croix that deprived the penguins of valuable nesting material. Then the building of the port of Nqokha that rendered Jehiel Island a no-go safe haven for nesting birds. Followed by the establishment of an offshore bunkering area with present plans for a fish farm or three." And in the article that I'm going to reference just now, Lorianne Pichigrew talks about the threat to the penguins from seismic vessels. A little bit closer to home, on marine trips into Algoa Bay with AB Marine whale and dolphin watching, we have also noticed that all marine animals disappeared when we had seismic vessels in operation in and on the outskirts of Algoa Bay. Lorianne from the Nelson Mandela University speculates in her article published on The Conversation about why the penguins are disappearing due to the seismic surveys. She says that whales, dolphins, squid and fish are among the many marine species that rely on underwater sounds for everything from foraging to communication. By listening to what's happening in the water around them, they are able to orientate themselves, locate prey, avoid predators, or even select a mate. But the underwater sonic landscape is changing. It's being affected by commercial shipping, sonar systems used by the Navy, for example, or by fishing industries to locate fish schools and blasting for construction. Marine seismic surveys, which explore subterranean geological features for petroleum, natural gas, and mineral deposits, are also becoming more common in response to the world's growing energy demands. These extremely loud man-made underwater noises can harm marine animals. Seismic surveys can cause barotrauma in fish, which is the damage of tissues due to rapid changes of pressure following the loud sound waves traveling through the water. Fish eggs that are laid in the vicinity of seismic surveys are also more likely to die off. And recent research has shown that more zooplankton dies near seismic surveys. Zooplankton are the tiny animals that form the base of the marine food chain and underpin the entire ocean's productivity. All of this means that seismic surveys can have serious consequences on marine ecosystems. Until now, there's been no evidence about the potential effects of seismic surveys on seabirds. Lorianne's colleagues and herself recently published a study that assessed the foraging behavior of African penguins before, during, and after seismic operations conducted within 100 kilometers of their two largest breeding colonies. Both colonies, St. Croix Island and Bird Island, are situated in Algoa Bay near Port Elizabeth. They are also home to approximately half of the species' global population. Lorianne found that African penguins foraging 100 kilometers from active seismic operations showed a clear change of foraging direction during seismic periods. They diverted from their traditional feeding grounds and increased their distance between their feeding area and the seismic vessel's location. The vessel's noise may have chased the penguins into suboptimal foraging areas and possibly even damaged their hearing. The extra distance also meant the adult penguins had to use more energy while foraging. For a species that's already under pressure, these factors can have important consequences for their survival and that of their offspring. Lorien concentrated on penguins for several reasons. Firstly, they're flightless birds and spend much of their time underwater, so they're expected to be sensitive to loud underwater noises. Penguins are also amongst the most threatened bird families. The world's population of African penguins has decreased by 70% since the year 2004. Oil pollution, climate change, and the birds' increased competition with fisheries are to blame. Their feeding range was another important factor. During breeding season, which lasts from February to August in Algoa Bay, they forage within 30 to 40 kilometers of their colonies. That means if seismic surveys are happening in the vicinity, the birds simply can't get away. If they travel further from their colony, it will take them too long and their chicks won't survive the time spent waiting for their parents. In order to track the birds, Lorien taped GPS recorders to their backs. They then collected 333 complete individual records of where they went to look for schools of anchovies and sardines at sea over 4 years. During the periods of March to May in 2009, 2010, 2011, and 2012, when there was no seismic activity, and the same months in 2013 when surveys took place. Lorien's team found no change in the Bird Island penguins' foraging behavior when the seismic vessel was active, and deduced that they weren't affected by the seismic activity because their usual foraging route took them more than 100 kilometers away from the 2013 seismic survey area. On the other hand, Lorien found that the St. Croix Island penguins switched their foraging area in 2013. And her deduction here was that their normal foraging areas were close to where the seismic surveys were taking place, which was within 65 kilometers on average. The penguins returned to their normal activity area only once the seismic survey was finished. This is the first record of seabirds avoiding an area which they would have used under normal circumstances. And there are two reasons, or possible reasons, for the penguins' avoidance behavior. The first is that they were directly disturbed by the seismic survey's noise. And the second is that the fish they were hunting moved to different and more distant areas during the 2013 study period. It's not clear, though, whether the fish moved away because of the noise or for some other unrelated reason. Lorien's hypothesis is that, rather than follow their prey, the African penguins relocated away from their traditional feeding zones to avoid the disturbance generated by the noise of the seismic vessel. This is supported by the fact that the birds quickly reverted to normal foraging behavior once the seismic activities had stopped. This suggests that seismic activity has a relatively short-term influence on the behavior of both African penguins and their prey. But one can't rule out potential longer-term effects on the bird's hearing. Backed on the study's findings, Lorien suggests that exploratory seismic activities should be banned within at least 100 kilometers of African penguins' breeding colonies.